The Island Corridor Foundation has a new chief executive officer. Thomas Bevan's appointment as CEO of the ICF, which owns the deteriorating 220-kilometer E&N rail line that stretches from Victoria to Courtenay, is effective as of June 1. Bevan succeeds Larry Stevenson, who has served as CEO of the ICF since 2018. Bevan is a certified registered professional planner with a master's degree in planning from UBC and a Bachelor of Commerce in Real Estate from the University of Guelph. He brings more than a decade of experience in urban planning and real estate development, with a proven track record of leading successful projects that prioritize affordability, walkability, and transit-oriented development. To his new role, related story, Shawnigan Rail petition organizer still optimistic, despite lack of commitment from feds. I am honored to serve our members and all Vancouver Islanders and will begin by listening and learning, he said. A great deal of heart and effort has been invested in this project, fueling many differing opinions over many years. My passion lies in working with communities to bring them together to co-create plans that respond to the needs and aspirations of the people that live in these communities. The ICF is a non-profit organization that is a partnership of local governments and First Nations adjacent to the railway corridor that is working toward resurrecting rail service on Vancouver Island. Passenger train service on the rail line was stopped in 2011 due to track safety concerns, and freight service has also been discontinued on most parts of the island as well. The ICF has recently estimated that the cost of reviving rail on Vancouver Island would be approximately $431 million. But despite years of effort and advocating by the foundation, senior levels of government have yet to commit to any substantial funding towards the resurrection of the railway, although the province recently provided $18 million to conduct long-term planning with stakeholders to help determine the future of the corridor. Related story, CVRD votes to support the restoration of Island Rail. Daniel Arbour and Judith Sayers, co-chairs of the ICF, said they are thrilled to welcome Bevan as the new CEO. His experience, energy and collaborative approach are exactly what we need as we explore the full potential of the Island Corridor for the benefit of all Vancouver Islanders, they said. Thomas will champion relationship building with First Nations, regional districts, and the provincial government. Under his leadership, the ICF will continue to listen to communities and explore solutions that optimize, protect and preserve this important corridor.